Hey, Astra here, and today I am bringing you messages from the universe regarding why the election results happened the way that they did, the US presidential election of 2016. So I have been a channel for messages from the universe since 2008. It's something I usually generally share just with my email list. If and when messages come from the universe and want to be spoken, written, or said through me, or sang, as it might happen. And I'm feeling really inspired to create this quick podcast because I see on Facebook, that's my main social media hangout, that many people are feeling angry and traumatized and by the fact that Donald was voted president. And it's there, well, there's kind of two sides of the same coin of the responses, and I'll start out by saying the Facebook group or the Facebook profile that I hang out on the most, I've deliberately, consciously created it to be a beautiful space of loving people, and so many of the people that I'm friends with on that profile are what some would call light workers, healers, spiritual teachers, spiritual guides, coaches, spiritual artists and writers. And so a lot of people have been going re really feeling, consciously feeling the effects of the universal expansion and the energetic shifts that have been taking place the last several years. And so it's nice to have a group of people that are basically kindred spirits with me and like-minded to a certain degree, or to a large degree, and or maybe even not minded at all, but like-souled and like-hearted. I like to focus not in the head but in the heart and coming from the soul. And so So having Donald voted president has been such an interesting phenomenon. And me being me, and especially when I feel, I personally didn't really, I didn't have a presidential candidate that I was interested in. I did vote. I voted for the one who resonated energetically with me the most out of the four people who were running. And yes, there were four, not two. So remember that for next time. But so I was pretty neutral. I voted for the person who most energetically resonated with me. So watching people's reactions, and number one, let me say it's totally understandable. Like I, on a human level, with the bizarre things that come out of Donald's mouth that have nothing to do with politics or the country, the purpose for that, literally, is to wake everybody up. And because there are a lot of people who were just sort of coasting along and not feeling, I'm trying to think of the right wording. I think it was like they were not coming alive to their inner fire and their inner passion. And one of the things I'm here to do in the world is to help people really connect with their purpose so that they can share, and they're not afraid to share their spiritual gifts, and so that they can be the messengers that they are here to be. So what's really interesting about Donald being elected is that it happened divinely orchestrated in time, where a portal or a door has opened up universally and energetically, where it is now easier for people to release old, ancient traumas and energy blocks that have happened because of, you know, abuse or things they've witnessed or whatever, you know, in this lifetime or in past lives. This huge door opened up literally the day. It really coincided with, and I pay attention to universal energies very, very closely, because they affect me and us and light workers and messengers so powerfully. It really coincided, or it's not a coincidence. So I like to use the word collided instead. The portal for releasing trauma collided with Donald becoming president. And this is so interesting to me, because he, you know, whether, and I'm not political, I'm not going to get into that. You know, I don't judge people as good or bad, but his job, using the way to use Donald as a tool to release trauma, is to see where he's lighting up old wounds and bringing them up, you know, up into the light, and using them and bringing up like feelings of anger and helplessness and victimhood and abuse and you know, past wounds, and you know, he's a tool. Some would just say, yeah, he's a tool, all right. But literally and figuratively, he is a tool for, you know, ironically enough, for the divine release of ancient trauma. So let us use him to the best of our ability to be this huge gateway of ascension. You know, and that's a very empowered way, rather than say we're now his victims because he's our president. Okay, no. He has now empowered us to release trauma so that we can step into the light and love that we are here to be in the fullest way possible, and love ourselves and release and heal from within, and in that way, you know, be the most powerful healers that we can be, first for ourselves, and then as examples of stepping into love and light so that we can be divine teachers and examples for our children, so that we're not victims of the way the presidential election turned out. We are the divinely empowered people who have emerged from the election more powerful, more strong, more enlightened, and more aligned with our divine purpose than ever. So that we're not fighting against who was voted president, we are aligning with the love that we are from within. And that's the real reason for the election results. And I understand, as humans, it is our first instinct to want to do something about it. And I'm not saying not to, but I'm saying first, align with love. Do not do anything in haste or anger. If you're going to take action from a space of love and from a space of what we are teaching the children. You know, because they are inheriting the earth. And what are we going to teach them? Choose love. Teach from a space of love. Thank you.